St. Paul's almost ceased to exist this summer, losing its accreditation, half its faculty, and most of its student body. But a preliminary injunction reinstated its probationary status pending an appeal, and yesterday, an infusion of almost $1.4 million in federal grants came at a critical time.
We are going to start classes as of Monday.
Vanessa Minter, executive to the president, says they expect 200 students next week, down from 400 last spring, and about 50 faculty members. But with a new school year, a reprieve from the courts, and the $1.4 million.
This helped out with the classes that we're offering for this fall semester, and also with the Roman boarding.
Four other Virginia schools received significant DOE grants aimed at strengthening historically black colleges and universities. But for St. Paul's,
this is a game changer.
Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.